We were talking with the four Norwalk baseball players who signed their national letters of intent. First of all, let's just go around the room and have each guy say your names and what school you committed to. We'll start over here.
I'm Vinny Mahara. I'm going to the Des Moines Area Community College.
I'm Kiefer Sidoris, and I'm going to Kirkwood Community College.
I'm Cody Hargan, and I'm going to Granby University.
I'm Dylan Christensen. I'm going to Kirkwood Community College.
All right, very nice. Dylan, we'll start with this end this time. Tell me about your decision to attend Kirkwood and play some college baseball there.
Kirkwood really stood out to me for all of the schools that I went to and visited, especially the coaching staff there. They were just something that was really special, and that's something, obviously, that I look for in a school, like someone that's going to treat me as a person and not just as a baseball player. And my brother's there right now, and so he really likes it too, and so that really helped with the decision. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, very nice. So you're going to be playing baseball with your brother. Are you going to be there at the same time, or is he going to graduate?
He's going to graduate this year, and so yeah.
Oh, that's all right, though. And what did it mean today to you to be able to sign that letter and get that all official here today?
It was pretty great experience. It means a lot to me because it's something I worked very hard for. So it was pretty cool to finally get it done.
Awesome. Well, Cody, you're going to Grandview, nice and close to home. Tell me about your decision to go there.
When I went to Grandview, I felt it was just kind of the right fit, and I liked everything about the school. Not just the baseball aspect of it. I thought it was the right fit for the next 4 years. And it just, the whole coaching staff made me know that Grandview was the right place for me.
All right. Going to be pretty nice to be pretty close to home too, right?
Yeah, it would be nice.
And what did it mean to you to be able to sign that letter here today?
It was pretty sweet. It was nice to see all the hard work that I put into it kind of pay off and see it be done and know, like, this is where I'm going to go, and I've decided.
All right. Kiefer, we'll move on to you. Tell me about your decision to head over to Kirkwood.
It was the last place I visited, and it stood out the most, just the program itself, and like the setup of the visit was amazing. Like, they went through a PowerPoint, and they just explained the whole program. It was very detailed, and I like the coaches a lot.
Yeah, and I'd have to imagine that, like the other guy said too, that today was a pretty big moment for you to be able to sign that letter.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of relieving too, not to worry about any other schools and just kind of get it over with.
Yeah. All right, Vinny, we'll move on to you. Talk about your decision to head up to DMAC to play some ball.
I chose to head there for like the purpose of like the coaching staff and just kind of like all things like that. I felt like the coaching staff there just kind of stood out to me, and I feel like I have a really good like relationship with them there. I feel that that's like an important thing when you're trying to like to choose like a school you're going to like head to or whatever, so yeah.
And I have to imagine a pretty big moment to finally get that written down on that paper today.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was pretty hyped up about it, you know, because I've wanted to play, you know, college sports ever since I was a little kid, so yeah, like it was awesome.
Definitely. I loved it. All right, well, you two guys are both going to Kirkwood. Did you talk to each other about going there together, or tell me about that?
At first, it kind of started like not really as a joke, because I had gotten the offer, and Kiefer had wanted to go, and so I was talking to him like, yeah, that'd be pretty sweet if we were both able to go, and now it's a reality, so it's pretty sweet. And having him with me on campus, someone I know, of the first year away from home, will be a pretty great experience, so.
Kiefer, what about you going to school with someone from your hometown?
It's pretty sweet having a roommate, you know, and not have to worry about any of that. But when he first committed there, like, he always told me how nice it was and everything, but I hadn't visited yet. And then once I visited, I was like, yeah, he's right. So.
Yeah. Well, Cody, we'll circle around back to you. I guess you're the only one of this group going to a four-year school, is that right? So yeah. Planning on staying there basically the whole time, right?
Yeah. I wanted to find a place where I knew that was the one school, and I
want to
go to multiple.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, let's kind of talk about the immediate future. We'll stick with you here. So you're a catcher, right, Cody?
Yep.
So are you going to be playing that at Grandview as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so has the coaching staff up there kind of given you some pointers of some things to work on here in your last season of high school baseball?
Yeah, kind of. They've been pretty big on the weightlifting and just preparing for the season. But it hasn't been a ton of, like, coaching, but it's been a lot of help and a lot of mentoring.
I gotcha. And Vinny, you're going to be pitching up at D-Max, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are some things that you are going to be looking to work on here in your final high school season before you head up there?
I think like the huge thing for me is I need to get a lot like stronger from now until I head up there, or whatever, and, like, things like that. Because I feel like every college baseball player has to be strong, like especially be able like to pitch at a high level. So.
All right, moving on to you, Kiefer. What position are you going to be playing there?
Pitching also.
You're going to pitch? Okay. So what are some things that you're looking to make some strides on here in your final high school year?
Definitely lifting and just getting a lot bigger and gaining weight and trying to throw harder.
All right. And Dylan, what about you? What position?
I'm a pitcher.
Okay.
And kind of same with Vinny and Kiefer. The weightlifting is pretty important as well. As we're going through a throwing program this winter. And did it last winter too, and it seemed to help really well, so we're doing it again. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Dylan, what other extracurriculars are you in?
Really just baseball all year round. With the fall, and then you go into the winter programs, and then you're right back into spring ball and the summer ball. And so I know it doesn't like seem like a lot, like just being a one sport athlete, but it's 12 months a year just baseball and doing all of that. So yeah.
Cody, what about you, other extracurriculars?
I'm the same as Dylan, just always working with baseball the whole year.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Kiefer, what about you?
Same thing? Yeah, fall ball and then winter lessons, and then we start our walk throwings in like January, and so it's basically all year round.
And then Vinny, you're playing basketball this winter?
I am doing that. We start practice here in about a week or so, so I'm looking forward to that for sure for my last year of high school.
Very nice.
High school basketball, yeah.
All right, well, before we wrap up here, four players on this upcoming summer's Norwalk baseball team that are going on to the next level. I have to imagine that you guys are going to have some pretty lofty goals with all this talent coming back, right?
Yeah. Obviously, last year with the disappointing end to the season, we had a lot of talent on that team. And I think with some of the underclassmen, and now that we have the juniors from last year that are seniors now, with that experience and some of us being on the state championship team 2 years ago, and just seeing how this culture has been developed, I'm pretty excited with these underclassmen coming up, as they're looking pretty good too. So it's going to be interesting for sure.
Yeah. Cody, what about you? Thoughts on the upcoming Norwalk baseball season?
I'm the same way as Dylan. There's a lot of good players, a lot of talent on this team, and a lot of us have experience with good teams, and I expect us to be pretty good this year.
Kiefer, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, same here. I mean, we were really deep this year in pitching. I mean, we were last year, but we're still going to be pretty deep this year. We'll have a lot of pitching, and there's some pretty good juniors too. I think we'll be pretty good.
All right. And Vinny, your thoughts on the upcoming season?
I think we're going to be pretty good this year. You know, I feel like out of all of us here, like we have a lot of like experience and all that kind of stuff. So I think we're gonna make a pretty good run in the playoffs and all that. So
awesome. All right. Well, again, that's been Norwalk's four baseball national letter of intent signees. Congrats on the signing here today, and best luck here with the rest of your senior seasons.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.